Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. When you knock down the biblical barriers of homosexuality, anything goes. That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to this broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, although many may try to deny a link between homosexuality and pedophilia, it's impossible to deny that there is a high number of homosexuals in the Catholic priesthood and a very high number of incidents of abuse of children by these priests.
I agree, and I think it's very difficult to actually deny the linkage. In my research, I went to an article by Slate Magazine, which is actually a left-leaning and politics and arts magazine, but it's also known for its accurate reporting, and I found some really disturbing things in this particular article. They say in the last half century, there's been an increased, quote-unquote, gaying of the priesthood in the West. Throughout the 1970s, several hundred men left the priesthood each year, many of them for marriage. And so as straight priests left the church, the proportion of priests who were gay grew. And in fact, the Los Angeles Times found that 28% of priests from the ages of 46 to 55 reported that they were gay. And in another report, this is a broad range, but they estimate that as many as 50% of U.S. priests are gay. And this is in stark contrast to the only 3.8% of people in the general population who identify as LGBT. So this is significant. And I don't think it's by accident that we're seeing all of this take place. And I would say one reason is that homosexuality is an immoral lifestyle. It's a worldview and it's a lifestyle. And so there's nothing to prevent you, if that is your lifestyle and worldview, from moving to children as opposed to those who are in your age range when it comes to gratification like this. So there's really, once you knock down the biblical barrier for homosexuality and immoral lifestyles, there's really anything goes. And I think that we're seeing that there really is a connection because of this lack of moral barriers.
David James, Bible in hand, with an explanation of the scandal in the Catholic Church here in America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David James gave us a shocking report on the scandal in the Catholic Church with a focus on the large number of homosexuals in the priesthood of this worldwide Catholic Church. God's Word speaks to the issue of sodomy, homosexuality. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 1 that the choice is a lifestyle choice and will have the Lord turn his back on those homosexuals, referring to them as reprobates. These events and acts of immorality will lead into the false church as revealed in Revelation chapter 17. God's prophetic word will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...